Morning Watch. Loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the Church as the body of Christ. Week 3. Loving the Lord Jesus Christ in incorruptibility. Friday. Related verses. Ephesians 4:11-16. And he himself gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as shepherds and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ, until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be no longer little children tossed by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching in the sleight of men, in craftiness, with a view to a system of error. But holding to truth and love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation and the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. 1 Corinthians 14:1-31. Pursue love and desire earnestly spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. But he who prophesies speaks building up and encouragement and consolation to men. For you can all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be encouraged. Hebrews 10:24-25. And let us consider one another so as to incite one another to love and good works, not abandoning our own assembling together, as the custom with some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day drawing near. Related reading. The revelation of the church in Ephesians has two main aspects. The first aspect is the work of the ministry to build up the body of Christ. The second aspect is our spiritual life, which comprises many spiritual experiences that enable us to live a life that matches or is worthy of the church life. In Ephesians 4:12, Paul does not speak of the building up of the church, which may be taken to refer to the building up of a congregation or assembly. Instead, Paul speaks of the building up of an organic body, a body full of life. All the gifts, the apostles, prophets, evangelists, and shepherds and teachers, are given to perfect the saints to do the work of the ministry, which is to build up the body of Christ. The gifts are given to perfect every member, no matter how large, small, strong, weak, old, or young. We should not think that we are too small or weak to be needed in the body of Christ. Every believer is important and needed as a member of the body. What is needed today is an organic building of the body, not directly by Christ as the head or by the gifted persons, but by all the members. We need to consider if our love for the Lord is in corruptible things or in incorruptible things. We need to learn how to shepherd new believers for the building up of the body of Christ, in order to love him in incorruptibility. One day we will stand before the Lord and give an account concerning how we loved him. In order to endeavor to learn something new, such as how to shepherd new believers, it seems that we will have to pay a price, but we will actually enjoy the Lord and receive his supply. The more we love the Lord in incorruptibility, the more we enjoy him. Likewise, when we speak in the meetings, we are made joyful and even enlivened in our mortal bodies because we are loving the Lord in incorruptibility by working to directly build up the body of Christ. Whether we love the Lord in incorruptibility depends on the things we love him in. Although many other things will be corrupted, the body of Christ is incorruptible. The building of this body comprises three main categories of work: visiting others with the gospel to bring them into the triune God, shepherding new believers in home meetings, and speaking in the church meetings. The issue of these three kinds of labor will remain forever and will never be corrupted. Therefore, to do them out of our love for the Lord is to love him in incorruptibility. The organic service of the New Testament priesthood of the gospel involves the preaching of the gospel for the saving of sinners, offering them up as sacrifices to God. Following that, there is the nourishing of the believers and helping them to grow so that they can offer themselves up as living sacrifices to God. In addition, there is the perfecting of the saints that they may do the work of the ministry unto the organic building up of the body of Christ. Finally, we have to lead the saints to prophesy, to speak for God, for the organic building up of the church. We all have to be like the Apostle Paul, who labored and struggled in all wisdom to present every man full grown in Christ to God. This is the organic service of the body of Christ. It is for everyone, and it is in a priesthood. Everyone preaches the gospel to save sinners. Everyone nourishes the believers. Everyone perfects the saints, and everyone prophesies. In this way, all of us will arrive at a full-grown stage, and the body of Christ will be built up.